they've gotten here. Yeah. 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 There's a don't give me that much younger, you know. I crossed the 60 barrier in January, so we're still in the same game. Yeah. Yeah. Tommy, do you just get in your car and drive to your very around ranch that way, or you really enjoy that? Huh? I know you have. Yeah. Are you a? Oh yes, he made a fine sermon on in which he defended us on Vietnam about a month ago. Really, he's a courageous man. I'm going to go to his church one day if I can get away. That's the Christian church here. Right. Right. Yeah, I attended the Christian church in San Clemente. They're very small, and a lot of habit of mine. I sure try to. Right. Well, you know, the thing about it these days is that with so many ministries, and you know, particularly, frankly, my equation is the worst, but if this behavior, and even a lot of Catholics, you know, going off the deep end on this thing, it's just good to have someone stand up for what's right. Right. Well, I'll tell you, fellows like Cook and Kroll in Philadelphia, they're still stand up voluntary. But they're just some of these, some of them have moved in other directions. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, I wanted to, what I wanted to call you about is pretty much a personal matter, and I was, sure. But as you know, John Connolly is working on setting up a Democrats for Texan organization. I wanted you to know what the general format of it is in terms of what it is. He's going to only work at the presidential level. He's going to support and ask all the people that will be working with him will be supporting Democratic candidates for the House, Senate, State Legislature, and so forth. So much for that. Now, in setting this up, naturally, and he's told me this, and felt that I ought to talk to you directly about it. He has talked to some people that were very, very close to you. Well, for example, George Christian and Marvin Watson, too. As a matter of fact, I saw Arnold Hammer about that and talking about Watson myself. C.R. Smith, Dwayne Andreas, you know, up in northern Minnesota. These are all great friends of yours. The only purpose of my call is to say, and needless to say, most of them, many of them, would indicate that, and I presume, without their doing it, that they would in some way want to check with you, or they wouldn't want to do something that would be embarrassing to you. And the only purpose of my call is just to say that it would not be embarrassing to you, and if they, on their own, would like to tell John Connolly in this, I would appreciate it. And I realize you're in, of course, in a very different position from anybody else. For example, we would talk with you when Max Campbell was going to help in this, and you would not be not objecting. And John Kenney, who was doing the same work for Scoop Jackson, is going to come up, and Scoop did not object, although, of course, both Hubert and Scoop will be supporting the ticket. So, but in view of the fact that you're in a very different position, I just wanted to be sure that you knew that we weren't trying to, that you didn't want to do anything that would be embarrassing and trying to sort of raid your people and the like. And John Connolly has put himself very squarely that the purpose is only to support the Democrats for next at the national level. And frankly, it's mainly on the national defense, national security area that we've been talking. So that is what I want to tell you, and so that if someone would call you, if you could be able to say that you would not object to it, I would appreciate it. And of course, I'll understand what your decision is. Oh. one thing Henry was saying to me, we were talking yesterday, and Henry was saying that, you know, we started going over this other fault had come out for stopping the breach, you know, which of course is, you know, better than anybody else, would destroy NATO, would cut off the Mideast oil, and cut off Israel if we don't do all that. And Henry was saying, you know, the significant thing is that President Johnson, and all the time that they've been here, has never said a word that has hurt us, and has certainly said some things quiet to people that have been very helpful. And I think President Eisenhower, his relationship with you, never did anything that would hurt. And the same is true as Herbert Hoover, you know. All right. Well, we appreciate your yeah, they get they think of you just. You do this at first, well, not only your schedule, but would you also indicate the airline that she's riding on? Because, well, what I was thinking, if we know the airlines, you know, we can then, if we can't put people on every flight, but if she's on an airline, the hijacking would just drive us out of the wall. Be done. Right. Sure. But we'll do that. As a matter of fact, I'll drop notes to people that, particularly now, as you probably understand, we've all set in Israel. But I think, if you have no objection, I will work out a nice schedule for it. Right. 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 They've done a great job, and we can all be proud of our women folks. If you could get that to us fairly soon, because you know these messages, you know, it takes a little time to get around, and I'll send a message personally to Anna Bird, who naturally our ambassador in Israel was vaccinating what he had. Germany, we've got a man there. Paris, Watson, who was a great fellow, he was a very good tour. Right. And I'll see that these Secret Service and FBI are aware of it. Also, I will see that something, and you and I, this is not because we wouldn't want to be high tech, but those planes will be well covered in the children. That's his job. Right. If you would have him, I would suggest this, you could have him bring it to Henry. Because Henry's got a shop where he can, and I'll talk to Henry right away. No. We have a way to take care of the enemies, and we want to do this anyway before it falls down. Right. Right. Good. Put his name down and I'll follow up on it. Goodbye and thanks. Take care of yourself. Bye. Johnson takes a lot of time. The problem with him is his daughter. Why? Yeah, I thought for listening to Lucy, my husband, and Mrs. Johnson, when you look at the character and the picture of the Chris Harry Morris, Harris, and then she wants to spend a little bit of time with her. I didn't do much that. I think Johnson is a good one that we've got to share every month. think if you issue them, you could even say to
the mayor herself that she's coming by.
President, I have a fellow who may have lost this, but like I said, I should must talk to mental pillars in front of
But then there's nothing for me to do with this. I just want you to know that I'm ready.
No, I think it's, you know, their judgment may be right,
but I have a feeling that the departments are taking a lot of the content.
They're keeping about 5 divisions in reserve. I hope they'll attack. If they attack with what they've got in there now and us down, they, even Helms admits now that next year, no matter what happens, they can't do anything except guerrilla was the maximum.
They're not even go. Anyway,
one thing I wanted to mention to you, the McGovern people are putting out the word that I'm using for political purposes by talking to people for fundraising purposes now.
That's not true.
However, part of it is this abject stupidity of Taft Schreiber and some of these others.
We don't control him.
But I'm talking in New York to two groups. They're really all-star groups. One of them is very nice.
Okay, the other Rockefeller direction.
Well, you have got to leave it there.
Thank you.
Now, they're really all-star groups, but now these idiots, Schreiber and Fisher, have invited Lengard, Maurice Taft, and I think we ought to strip the White House people out of it. If they want to go and make a pitch later, that's their problem. And I would like to take a position with Rolly Evans, if you agree, who's got that story that I speak to a lead group. I've done it all along on the issues. I don't get involved in fundraising. Of course, I defend the president's foreign policy as I have for 4 years.
But you know, I told you you have nothing to do with the damn fundraising. We don't need the money. We don't need the money.
But he says that the Democrats are absolutely panicked because the erosion and the Humphrey, all the Humphrey supporters are switching.
Max Campbell is coming with us.
Oh, my God.
You know who he is. He's Humphrey's big one of the biggest money makers.
I've heard that Kotlinski is...
He left.
Governor.
The thing is that they, however, we've got to keep it rolling, and that's my purpose with Johnson.
Well, I think I can do a hell of a lot of good in New York, but I can do the most good by just describing your foreign policy.
Let me say this. In terms of a straight foreign policy thing, I think that cutting off baby boots, well, it's a mixed bag for a liberal crowd. For anybody that's interested in the future, I think you're in.
But I can tie it to the Middle East.
Get it to the Middle East. Henry, you can't have a Middle Eastern policy without Asians in Greece.
Oh, yeah.
Without those divisions.
I can make all of those points by, for example, describing the Georgian crisis.
I tried that. It was
not in 1970, how we used Greece as a staging area. And
okay.
I just...
I understand. As you know, I am going to be working politics for now at the convention. But any time there's anything that you need on the foreign policy front, you get it. But I'm here. In other words, you need to pull somebody in on something. Second point, with regard to the president of Italy, we will make a swing at that. I think it's going to be good.
That's gone.
Don't you think it'd be all right?
That is we don't give a damn what they have to say.
No.
We just say
we haven't met with the Italians, and we feel that we should. Okay.
We got a good play out of that.
Weren't you surprised?
Yeah.
They said you'd set it up on your trip, which is true. But, and everybody agrees we should do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You
can't argue that we think about it.
George Ball.
Exactly.
Tell me this. How can a George Ball support a government?
I don't see it. I'm not sure he's going to do it.
That's what I know, but I'm asking rhetorically. How could he? Can't support me, but I don't see how the hell they can support the government.